Hello, I'm Cheryl Irwin. This time of year always seems to trigger memories of earlier holidays. It's part of growing older, they tell me. It's fun to remember good times I've enjoyed and the people I shared them with. It's interesting, though, to see how the lens of time changes my perception of what is most important about family holidays. My parents both worked hard to make Christmas bright and loving in my home, and while there weren't huge stacks of gifts under the tree, my brother and I certainly didn't go without. I remember some of my gifts, like the beauty shop doll whose hair you could style and comb and who came with her own chair and hair products. I remember the year I got a guitar, too. I really wanted it, but spoiled the effect by peeking in my mom's closet when she wasn't home. It's hard to disguise a guitar, and as it turns out, it really isn't as much fun when you know what you're getting. But what I really remember aren't gifts. I remember the year my dad decided we were going to save the forest and brought home one of those aluminum trees with limbs you stuck into a central pole. It looked like a big silver bottle brush and came with a revolving light that made it turn pink, green, and blue. My dad was delighted. Everyone else hated it, and it only lasted a season or two before being replaced by the old-fashioned green kind. It's still surprising how many of my friends spent a Christmas or two with that same aluminum tree. Apparently, they were quite the item in the 60s. I remember my grandparents all converging on our house early. My family believed that kids should get to be in their own home for the holiday, and the extended family should travel to them. We weren't allowed to open anything until the whole family was in place, and my grandfather spent long minutes fussing with his camera and flash attachment, the kind that used those round blue bulbs. And I remember the year my brother got an HO train set, and the guys spent the day setting it up around the silver tree, rigging it so the missile car would open up and fire a rocket at the dangling ornaments. My point in all of this is that your children may very well want certain toys, electronics, and articles of clothing, and you may be happy to provide those things for them, but those may not be the things they remember. Most of the families I work with these days feel stressed by their lack of time together. They struggle to balance the impact of technology on their relationships, and they wonder what their priorities should be. So here are a few gentle suggestions about how to create memories for the future. Perhaps they will trigger the moments your own children will remember one day. Consider giving time and skills instead of things. Give a membership to the Discovery Museum or the Nevada Museum of Art, or lessons to do something your child is curious about, like drawing or horseback riding or cooking. Create a gift certificate for a holiday celebration at a venue your child loves, like the bowling alley or the ice skating rink. Combine dinner out with some family time outdoors. Give your child the gift of time with you. You can create a coupon book for time to spend together, doing things you both enjoy. These things need not cost money. Going for a snow hike, going out for a quick lunch together, or doing a science project may be irresistible to your child. Remember, the most important gift you can offer your child is genuine connection. Toys are optional. For KUNR, this is Cheryl Irwin.